The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? If you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not do the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. I was in the sacristy earlier, so Maggie, Jack, and Matthew, the altar servers, look at me without saying a word, and they're telling me, "Father, are you ready? Are you ready for us at 11:15? And I could see in their eyes, it's like, there's so much pressure on me because we got to know each other, and we built this relationship. Here the church is also at a school and said, I got so nervous a little bit because, you know, as a former teacher, you will be graded, but also in their eyes, I will be graded at the end of this whole homily. So Jack, Maggie, and Matthew, I want an A later, okay? I mentioned the word grade because if we hear our readings for today, our first, our second reading, our gospel, it's too much pressure. It seems that God will be grading us at the end of today's Mass. And we heard in our first reading, "Be holy as your Father is holy." In the Psalms, thank you for that beautiful music. "The Lord is kind and merciful." And in the second reading, "The temple of God is holy, so be holy." And then the gospel at the end of the reading, "Be perfect as God is perfect." But more so, we were challenged in our gospel reading, "Turn the other cheek." And if you think about this, if you have children, I know you have children, wonderful children, but at home, when they fight, if they fight with one another, and one smack the other one, and what's going to happen? They will smack you back. Or they will talk back to you. Hint. But also, that is a human nature, but what is God trying to say? In our gospel readings, God is asking to do the opposite, but our human nature is not doing that. So, what are we going to do? Sit? Listen? No. Today, I invite you to challenge yourselves, including myself, to think about what does it mean to turn the other cheek? What does it mean forgive one another? What does it mean really to love one another? And Jesus used this gospel, it's part of the Beatitudes. And also, there's a tone that we heard in our gospel story. It talks about the Old Testament. It seems that the Ten Commandments is also being quoted. But also in the gospel, Jesus changed it. He wanted to know and wanted to change it for the people to hear differently. The Old Testament, the Ten Commandments were given in Mount Sinai. And then the Beatitudes, which we heard part of it today, were given a Sermon of the Mount. In the Beatitudes, this mountain is next to the Sea of Galilee. If we make a reference, the Sea of Galilee is where Jesus called the apostles for the first time. This is where they received the first call, come and follow me. And also we heard in the Sea of Galilee, there was life. The apostles were fishing. They were being fed. So there's life in this particular water, body of water. So what does it mean? Beatitudes gives life. Jesus gives life. For us to think today, turn the other cheek, it's not so easy. Because like kids, like an adult today, if you turn your back against me, I will do the same. How can we be perfect? And I remember in theology, one of my professors said, God's perfection is like God's generosity. I will repeat. God's perfection is like God's generosity. And I look and made a research about the word generosity. In the University of Notre Dame in Indiana, they study about this word. Generosity comes from the word Genesis, the beginning. God created the world. What happened in the creation story? God has been generous to us through creation. And also, generosity comes from the word genealogy, things that are being passed on. It makes sense. God is teaching love. God is teaching generosity, forgiveness. It's been passed on even for us today. Genealogy, Genesis, generosity. But what is the science behind generosity? And they explain this in this university, that generosity is a learned trait. You can learn about being generous. That change your attitude towards giving. I know you heard this word again and again and again because we ask help all the time, especially financial help. Be generous, be generous, be generous. So when you hear the word generous, your ears get closed. But for us to think about this, that Lent is coming March 1st. How can we be generous in spirit? If God asks us to turn the other cheek, what does it mean for us? Generosity is like driving around South Pasadena. There's stop signs, red light, green light, and we always ignore it. I myself included, especially in the middle of the night when the hospital calls, at 2 o'clock in the morning when no one is around, just Father Marlon. Sorry. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa. And 2 days ago, I parked my car in front of the rectory at Ramona Street. And then I got my very first parking citation. I've been driving for 15 years. This is my very first parking citation. I drove in Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago. But South Pasadena and Ramona Avenue? There's no one lives there except Father Martin. I got my first parking ticket, parking citation. You know what it's for? Because my car has only, or is missing one plate, license plate. I have one, but at the back of my car. I did not know that in California, you need two license plates. If anyone works at DMV, call me, maybe. I'm sorry, I did not know that. It was a lot of money, but you know, I deserve it. Someone told me about this law at the beginning of my term here in South Pasadena, and I did not listen. I said, well, you drove around the world, around the country, you never get a ticket. I was wrong. So this is what I'm trying to say. Turn the other cheek. Love your neighbor. Be kind to one another. it's always on our face. But it's just like traffic signals. We ignore it because we get used to it. And I think, where are we going from here? We come here to church Sunday, every Sunday, and you hear me talking, but at the same time, today, I'm going to challenge you. I'm asking you to hear yourself. If you're going to preach to yourself, what is the main point? Don't worry about my preaching and teaching. This Lent, if you want to preach about yourself, what is it? Is it turn the other cheek or run away from the police officers? The thing is, we are here in this earth, in this parish together, to be challenged each single day to be a Christian is an opportunity to be generous. Thank you for your generosity financially, but also thank you very much for your generosity spiritually. People ask me all the time, please pray for me. You are allowed to pray as well, and it's free. You don't have to pay like the ticket that I got. And one story that struck me this week was I got a call from my former student who has a kid right now. He's about 7 years old, and the son loves wrestling. And this is the Midwest. It's huge in the Midwest. Everybody watched wrestling, especially school, high school, whatever. And then for 4 years, he's been wrestling. And then his match came, and then this boy, his opponent, is an autistic kid. He never won a match ever in his wrestling career for 4 years. So this kid talked to his dad, said, "Dad, I'm gonna let the other boy win, and I don't care about my records." And then the match was over. And then this autistic kid said, "I beat the champion. I beat him, and I'm the king of the world." For us to see this, yes, the boy has a special need. This is so amazing for him. But you know what I learned in this story? That was his God moment. With this little kid, he learned to be generous, in spirit. And the dad told me, he said, "Father, now I know being a dad, you have to teach our kids every single day, every single minute, how to be a good person so that they will be generous to others outside." And for us, I said, I've done my part. I've done my job as a teacher. Not to raise me up or lift me up, but for us to see and look and reflect about good moments in our lives in the midst of difficulty and struggle. As Jesus said, let's turn the other cheek. Whatever it is for you, and what you're going through right now in your life, good and bad, God will always hold our hand to do what is right and what is good for others and for us as well. God will not record anything that we do wrong, but God will talk to us everything that we do good in life. Whatever it is, this Lent, preach it to yourself, because one day you will teach that to other people.